Listen to a translator answering questions about her job. While listening to the answers, 1 to 6, match them with the interviewer's questions, A to H. There is one question that you do not need. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task. Example.
I read a lot when I was younger. A lot of people say they don't like to read, but I loved it. I still do. So I read books in English and I learned a lot of words that way. And I spoke to a lot of British and American friends. So I practiced that a lot.
Question 1.
Yeah, I do. I think it's really nice because I love languages. And I love finding exactly the right words to say the same thing in German that the people wrote in their own language.
Question 2.
I'm from Germany and my mum is French. So I have always spoken French and German. And I studied English and Italian at school and university. I also speak some Spanish, Swedish, and Japanese, and I want to learn Korean and Chinese. I think my strongest second language is English. I really love British English. Of course, as a translator, my job is writing, and I only write in German. But outside work, I love to speak my languages every time I can.
Question 3.
A professional translator only ever translates into their own language, because even if you are really, really good at a language, you can never write as well as you do in the language you have spoken and written all your life, the language you used at school.
Question 4.
My hobbies are video games, reading, learning new languages, dancing, music. Oh, and I love singing too. When I visited Japan, I spent almost every evening in the karaoke bars. It was amazing.
Question 5.
I've been to most European countries. I haven't been to Portugal or Malta yet. They're next on my list. And I've been to America, Korea, Japan, and Hong Kong.
Question 6.
Oh, wow. That's a difficult question because the world is changing so quickly at the moment. I love translating. It's my life. But I don't know what will happen in the future. Computers have started translating information quite well, but they can't translate literature. Not yet. So yes, I'm a bit worried about the future, but I would say young people should follow their dreams, but always keep their eyes open.
You will now hear the recording for the second time. Example.
I read a lot when I was younger. A lot of people say they don't like to read, but I loved it. I still do. So I read books in English and I learned a lot of words that way. And I spoke to a lot of British and American friends. So I practiced that a lot.
Question one.
Yeah, I do. I think it's really nice because I love languages and I love finding exactly the right words to say the same thing in German that the people wrote in their own language.
Question two.
I'm from Germany and my mum is French, so I have always spoken French and German. And I studied English and Italian at school and university. I also speak some Spanish, Swedish, and Japanese, and I want to learn Korean and Chinese. I think my strongest second language is English. I really love British English. Of course, as a translator, my job is writing. And I only write in German. But outside work, I love to speak my languages every time I can.
Question three.
A professional translator only ever translates into their own language. Because even if you are really, really good at a language, you can never write as well as you do in the language you have spoken and written all your life, the language you used at school.
Question four.
My hobbies are video games, reading, learning new languages, dancing, music. Oh, and I love singing too. When I visited Japan, I spent almost every evening in the karaoke bars. It was amazing.
Question five.
I've been to most European countries. I haven't been to Portugal or Malta yet. They're next on my list. And I've been to America, Korea, Japan, and Hong Kong.
Question six.
Oh, wow. That's a difficult question. Because the world is changing so quickly at the moment. I love translating. It's my life. But I don't know what will happen in the future. Computers have started translating information quite well. But they can't translate literature. Not yet. So yes, I'm a bit worried about the future. But I would say young people should follow their dreams, but always keep their eyes open.